Welcome to installment 207 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains two commandments. We will conclude our discussion of positive commandment 108, the impurity of the waters of the red heifer, Meinida. And we will also have positive commandment 101, regulating the impurity of the Metzeda, or so-called leper. Over the last few days, we have been discussing the laws of the Parah Aduma, the red heifer, which is the only way a person can attain purification after having become Tamei Meis, or impurified as a result of contact with a dead body. A perfectly red cow was slaughtered and burnt until ashes were obtained, and the ashes were sprinkled upon specially obtained spring water. The act of sprinkling the ashes upon the water is called Kiddush Mechatos, and the result is called Meinida, translated as water meant to be sprinkled. A person who was impure as a result of contact with a dead body was sprinkled with this special water on the third and seventh days of his purification period, and would thereafter immerse in a mikveh, wait for the conclusion of the seventh day, and become purified. This was the normal purification procedure for which the waters of the red heifer were intended. However, positive commandment 108 deals with another unusual aspect of this purifying water. It could, under certain circumstances, not purify a person, but actually do the opposite. It could make a person impure and be an av hatuma, and a very strong type of impurity which could convey this tuma to a human being or to a vessel. The waters of the containing the ashes of the red heifer only purified when they were sprinkled from that person for that purpose. However, a person that touched even the slightest amount of this water for another purpose would automatically become impure. In addition, if there was a sufficient amount of water, even if he carried it, he became impure, even though he did not directly touch it. The laws governing when this impurity is conveyed are this positive commandment. As the Rambam counts all of the 13 general types of tuma, or impurity, all of them count as separate positive commandments. Since here we are following the order of Maimonides' legal code, we have not yet learned about most of these 13 forms of impurity. However, in the order of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs itself, positive commandment 96 until 108 discuss these 13 types of impurity. And here the Rambam gives us the source where to learn more about them. And the Rambam tells us that all of these laws are contained within four portions of the Torah. The first is Vayhi Bayim HaShmini, Parsha Shmini. The second, Isha Kisazriya. And the third, Zeis Tiye, commonly referred to today as Parshas Metzeda. All three from the book of Leviticus. The fourth portion mentioned is Vayikhu Elecha Parah Aduma, which is the parsha we refer to as chukas, dealing with the laws of the red heifer. In this mitzvah, the Rambam also lists all 13 forms of impurity and where to find them in their Talmudic and Mishnaic tractates. The laws of the impurity of foods are found in tractates Tareis, Machshirin, and Uktzin. In tractate Nida, we find the laws of the Nida, the menstrual woman, a Zava, and a Yeldis, a woman after childbirth, which is also discussed in tractate Krisus. The tractate Negoyim deals with the laws of leprosy for a person, a garment, and a house. The tractate Zavim refers to a Zav, a man with an unusual flow, Shichva Zera, of semen, and also the Zava, as we mentioned before. Tractate Olais deals with Tumas Mes relating to a dead person. And the laws of Meinida, today's mitzvah, are discussed in the tractate Parah, and the laws of Nevela and Sheret are discussed in the tractate Idias, as well as other places throughout this sixth section of the Mishnah, as we will discuss in the coming days. For the next few days, we will be discussing the laws of the Metzeira, commonly translated as a person that has leprosy. Tzairas, as described in the Torah, is a skin condition which was heavenly inspired and heavenly brought upon a person as a punishment for various deeds they might have done. Although commonly translated as leprosy, and the Metzeira translated as a leper, it has been shown continuously, even by medieval commentators, that this is a completely different condition than the medical leprosy which is referred to today by doctors. We will therefore refer to the person that has this condition as a Metzeira, and the condition itself as Tzeira. Positive Commandment 101 is the general law dictating the control of the laws of Tzeira. When a person is called impure as a result of this skin condition, when he is pure, when we must wait to see whether his condition will progress, and other laws relating to the Metzeira. In general, the skin condition described here, as we mentioned, is not a question of infection or of dirt. Rather, it is caused miraculously as a result of a sin on the part of a person. Its physical expression was as a white spot on the skin, ranging from a weak sort of white, the color of an eggshell, to a more intense white, the white of snow, and various shades in between. If a person has a white spot of this size, of this color, of the necessary size, he is suspected of having tzeiras, and one of three further signs could make him totally impure. Either growing out of this spot could be a white hairs, which this itself would indicate that the person is totally impure. In addition, if some healthy skin, some reddish skin, developed inside this spot, the person would also be considered to be impure, which incidentally is a clear indication that this is the opposite of the medical condition of leprosy, since raw skin would be a sign of healing in such a case. However, in the Torah's point of view, this is a sign of complete impurity. If the white spot is present, but none of these two signs, white hair or raw skin, is present, then the person is shut away for 1 week's time, and we see if the third sign develops, that the blotch itself spreads out. Should it spread at the end of during this week, the person is declared totally impure. Should it remain stable, the person is locked away for another week, put in quarantine, and at the end of that week, we investigate again. Should it have spread, the person again is declared to be impure. Should it remain the same or decrease, then the person is declared pure. This is the general law governing the skin condition. However, there are many details regulating these laws, as well as other specific cases, such as when a person develops a discoloration after he has been wounded, and the wound has healed, and on the scab a discoloration develops, or on the healing, on the place where a burn heals. This is known as shchin in the case of a wound, or michves esh in the case of a burn. In addition, should a person develop a skin condition in the place where hair normally grows, such as on the head or on the beard, this is known as a nesek, and the person must shave the entire area surrounding this discoloration and investigate it to see whether it spreads. In addition, should a person's hair fall out in the back, karachas, or in the front, gabachas, and develop a skin condition there, there are other laws dictating the treatment of such an impurity. Although, as we discussed in previous shiurim, the impurity of a dead body is the most severe type of impurity, nevertheless, in some respects, the law of a Metzeira is more severe. A Metzeira, a person that has been declared totally impure, must be dislocated and removed from all three camps, the Machne Shechina, Machne Leviya, and Machne Yisrael. He must dwell completely outside the entire Jewish people, unlike even a person who has become impurified through contact with a dead body. The Metzeira is pushed away even more. One of the reasons why tzaraat is singled out is because it is a punishment for the severest of sins. Our sages list many different sins which are punished by tzaraat, including murder and idolatry. Even blaspheming, cursing God's name is punished by tzaraat. As the Medrash tells us in the story of David and Goliath, that after Goliath was cursing God, he was punished by tzaraat. And this weakened his condition and eventually led to his being slain by David. However, the primary sin which is connected with tzaraat is the sin of lashon hara, of damaging speech and malicious slander against other people. Our sages say that slander can lead even to death of innocent individuals, as was in the case of Doeg, who slandered the Kohanim of the city of Nob to King Saul and informed King Saul that David was being helped by them. And in revenge, he had the entire city slaughtered. And this was all as a result of Doeg's slander. Even when the slander is not meant maliciously, it is still punished. As the Rambam points out from the story of Miriam, that when she reprimanded Moses and complained, why was he making himself holier than the other prophets, than herself and her brother Aaron, she was punished by tzaraat. This is in spite of the fact that she did not mean it maliciously, and Moses himself did not even care about her complaint. He wasn't bothered by it. Nevertheless, the punishment was a severe one. And like all punishments of the Torah, this punishment was not a mere slap on the wrist or a punitive measure. Rather, it was a corrective measure. As the Chinuch explains that when the suspect Matzeda was locked away for a week, this was in order for him to have time to meditate on his own actions and resolve to do tshuva, to mend his deeds and improve himself. Should he not correct himself after a week, then by divine providence his condition did not heal, and he was given a second week. Should that not help, he was sent chutz l'machane. He was expelled from the Jewish camp, and dwelling outside, away from all people, he could meditate on the seriousness of his actions and resolve to correct them. This is one of the reasons a Kohen was involved in the purification, says the Chinuch, that the Kohen, being involved in having people gain atonement for their sins, was trained in helping people better themselves. Therefore, the purification and the total involvement from the beginning of the impurity of the Matzeda was all through a Kohen, since he was trained in helping the person mend his ways and improve his deeds, which was the ultimate purpose of this entire tzaraat, this terrible skin condition. And this case of the Matzora revealed the case of all punishments of the Torah, that they are not punitive in nature. They are merely to improve the condition which deserved the punishment and better a person and raise him to a higher level.
Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.